This season of Max Tax Advantage with Nissa Love is sponsored by Webb's Tax Prep. Great news! Your business is growing, but this also means more expenses and more for you to keep track of. You know there's money coming in, money going out, but you're not exactly sure how much or where it is being spent. You know you need to be doing a better job of tracking it, but just don't have time. If you're nodding your head right now and thinking, yes, that's exactly how I feel, then you're ready to take the next step. It's time to hire a bookkeeping service. At Webb's Tax Prep, they specialize in helping small business break through the plateau they often hit when they need to start outsourcing their bookkeeping needs. Webb's Tax Prep has pro advisors and certified bookkeepers on staff to provide service that includes bank recognition, account payable, accounts receivable, reporting, monthly and or quarterly bookkeeping duties. And there has never been a better time to sign up with Webb's Tax Prep bookkeeping service because they are offering a free 15-minute consultation. If you're interested in getting your small business financial house in order, sign up now at webstaxprep.com. That's webstaxprep.com. And make sure you tell them that Nissa sent you. Webb's Tax Prep, your profitability advisors.
Universe Media Network, Network, Network.
Advantage. I want to say thank you for tuning in today, where we help small business owners navigate the tax code so they can save more money in their pockets through helping them live a prosperous life and thriving in their business through tax planning, but more other than that, helping them live more financially sound. Today we have an amazing expert on the podcast today. His name is Charles Kears.
Yep.
And I want to introduce you. He is amazing. He is a U.S. Army veteran. He has a passion for connecting returning civilians to the community and successful business model that he has that helps to transform urban communities. Charles is very passionate about coaching opportunities to youth and formerly incarcerated to achieve success and significancy. Charles offers street smart, real world business experience with a straight talking approach to solving problems and making money. Who doesn't want to make money? He gives thousands of presentations and speeches to corporations, colleges, university, high school, churches, and all across the United States and overseas for the last 35 years and counting. I want to introduce you no other than Charles Kears.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I am great. Now, there's a song by the name of Dr. Love, Mr. Love, right? That should be your theme song for your podcast, right? Dr. Love, calling Dr. Love. Now, that's old school. It's Motown, it's not hip hop, so you might be too young. You might be too young to know about that. But thank you for having me on your broadcast.
Oh, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Can you tell my audience tell us more about you? Because I'm going on and on, but please let us know more about you.
So I'm a native Brooklyn, New Yorker. I grew up in a neighborhood called Brownsville. So it was in the hood, right? Mm-hmm. I grew up three blocks from Mike Tyson.
Okay.
So a very rough neighborhood. I was watching a TV broadcast, and I'd invite all of your listeners to look at it. It's called East New York now. It comes on a Sunday. New show that just started. I was watching it yesterday, and they mentioned Livonia Avenue, which is the block that I grew up on, and they talked about the projects. So I grew up in the projects. Well, needless to say, I made it out. I'm here, right? I'm alive after these many years.
Okay.
And I went and did my education in Massachusetts and spent 30 years in Massachusetts, but I'm an Army veteran where I actually enlisted in Springfield, Massachusetts, did my basic in AIT down in Fort Jackson, Columbia, South Carolina. And then I also served at Fort Riley and then went to school in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And all of that matters because that speaks to my affinity towards helping urban communities to develop businesses. And probably your listeners will recognize and understand Black Wall Street, right? And there's one there in the Raleigh-Durham area as well, over in Wilmington, places where Black businesses were self-sustained.
Right.
And it really made a difference in the existence of African Americans and just in this country as a whole. Of course, being a veteran, we love all people and we work with all people, but particularly the challenges that we have in urban communities can be solved, I think, through small business development. And particularly, you know, we have anchor institutions, you have the Black Church, you have HBCUs, and you have Black businesses. We can solve a bunch of these problems. And so that's what I do. As a coach and a trainer, we help people to get access to funding once we take them through our program. Our training is designed to shift the mindset and make sure that people have an entrepreneurial mindset. Mm-hmm. And then we give them skills, the skills that they need to run a successful business, and then we give them access. I'm currently sitting on the golf course because I'm getting ready to go play golf. And that's one of the tools that I use to help my small businesses to actually grow their contacts, their relationships, because people do business with people they know, trust, and like.
Right.
And so when you start,
can you elaborate how your business connect other businesses when it comes to golf? Because a lot of people don't realize, you know, these transactions that you're having, you know, it could be casual, it could be personal, but in the business world, you're having a business meeting where certain things can be deductible when you have that meeting. And then also too, it could go into a collaboration. It can go into a business deal, contracts. Yeah. Can you let us know how that happens and how you coordinate or you oversee?
Well, simply put, there are three things. Everything that I do it in threes because it's simple. Mm-hmm. In order for people's businesses to be successful, they need to make it as simple as possible.
Okay.
You put, you know, systems and processes in place that you can hand to a teenager to run your business. So three things I like to tell people we do: we have fun, we make money, and we make a difference, right? And so the fun part that I discovered about 21 years ago is golf, right? So you learn the game of golf, and it really affords you the opportunity to meet with leaders and decision makers so that you get more business. The reason why I'm here at this golf course, Charles T. Myers in Charlotte, North Carolina, is because I'm getting ready to go out with two influencers. One which you met yesterday, Nisla, because she held an event yesterday with close to 100 women at the golf course. A lot of folks that didn't even play golf, and they have aspirations to play, because most people have heard that the big business deals are done on a golf course.
That's true.
Well, what I do in my coaching and training is teach people the art of business golf, and then I help them to matriculate, to grow through the game of golf, so that they're connecting to decision makers so that they can make more money. But when they're making the money, we need you to help them to save the money with the right approach to their taxes so that they're not giving it back to Uncle Sam.
That's right. And, you know, you made a valid point about how you're making money. A lot of entrepreneurs want to make the money. But, you know, having that plan, and you said it so plain, keep it simple, make it plain, have three steps.
Yes.
And do it where you have systems. And a lot of business owners don't realize the importance of systems and keeping it simple. Because when it gets overwhelming, you tend to not keep a track of things. And then that's where you get in trouble with Uncle Sam or the state revenue, or better worse, would say, I'm doing a double negative. is that basically you get into a rut and then you don't allow to see how things are really flowing in your business. And then you're either overspending or you're drowning.
Right.
And then so with you, you're promoting the system, you're promoting collaboration, and then you're promoting about golf and how you use it as your core to influence individuals to grow their business. And then in return, it's benefiting them also too.
Yeah. And as we train folks, right, we help mm-hmm. them, because just because a person starts a business and they start to cash flow mm-hmm. doesn't mean that they're profitable.
Right.
So a lot of people, they'll have money coming in and they think they have a business, but they're really flying by the seat of their pants.
Right.
There's a science and an art to business. And particularly when we talk about how we're going to have fun doing this, because mm-hmm. why else would you be in business unless you're going to, your business should give you more life, not take away the life that you have.
Right.
Right. And most small business owners are pulling their hair out because they didn't take time to work on their businesses. They're working in their business and they're just, they may be cash flowing, maybe doing well, particularly because of COVID. COVID was like a strange creature, you know, and it hurt a lot of people, but it also helped a lot of businesses, and they made more money than they knew what to do with. And they didn't take the time to put the simple systems and processes in place. Therefore, if they don't play Uncle Sam, it's going to catch up with them eventually. So they need a great accountant like yourself on their team that understands how to read those numbers and put the right processes and systems in place so that they're not running around come tax time. They can get out on the golf course and have more fun, build more relationships, and develop more lead. You know, lead generation is the key, right? Mm-hmm. Lead generation, lead conversion is the key to making your business successful. But cash flow is king. Right.
Right.
But it needs to be profitable. It needs to be revenue as opposed to just money coming in, and you have more expenses than you have money. And thus people go out of business.
Yeah. You ever heard? I mean, you said it too about COVID, how I had seen a lot of business where they grow so fast and then they fail.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we keep saying systems, but it's so true. You got to keep it simple. Someone gives you money. Transaction has to happen there. I mean, there, if you don't provide that transaction, that service or that product, now you're indebted. Now, like, how do you go beyond that is something where the system has to have in place, and having support is vital. Mm-hmm. Having a good team on your side is very vital for your success also.
Yeah. You need a lawyer. You need accounting. You need a marketing specialist. You need a business coach. So what I do, I'm a business coach, mm-hmm. and I help people to make sure that, again, that they have the mindset, the proper mindset. And guys, mm-hmm. forgive us in the background. This is live in Technicolor. I'm not in the studio. I'm in the clubhouse. And this guy is talking about somebody that got fired, right? But I don't know who got fired.
I love it. I mean, that's so true. Can you tell us why, as an entrepreneur, business owner, why it's so beneficial to have a business coach? Tell us why. I mean, I know why. But can you let our audience know why?
Yeah. So my job, my major job, is to help to grow the individual that runs the business. Mm-hmm. And if I can get the individual to commit to continual growth and professional development, then they can grow their enterprise. But when they become so small and small-minded that they see everything as a big mountain or a problem, and then they don't feel like they can step up to that, that's where the challenges come into business. You lose confidence, you lose faith, you lose vision. When I tell people, if you want to start a successful business, the first thing you need to do is to be the visionary and develop the vision for a business, not a product or service first, but a business and a business model that can grow with you as you grow with it. So the key, the reason for a business coach is that I help people to grow. And when they grow, then they can grow their enterprises.
Right. And then so, as you know, having a business coach myself and also help my clients in reference to growing their business, it's not a cookie cutter. It's based on the individual on how they want to grow also too. But the key thing is they have to want to do it and they have to see it, because at the end of the day, it's their business. They have to do it, but you're there helping in a system and guiding them so they, to their success.
Yeah,
and that's so vital.
So the wonderful thing about a business coach, I don't have any stake in your business unless we have an agreement to do so. Mm-hmm. So my goal is, again, to see your business grow, to provide more jobs, to create more revenue, more opportunities, right, and so on. But I can get in your grill, if you will. Right? I'm from Brownsville. I'm from the Ville. I never ran and never will. So I ain't scared of nobody. And I'm going to speak truth to power. And I'm going to be nice to you, but I'm also going to tell you the truth.
Right.
And I'm going to help you to rid yourself of this false pride, right? You know, all over the internet, bling, bling, and this, that, and the other thing.
Oh, yes.
What we have to do is we have to humble ourselves, right?
Yes.
And understand that we are simply servants to the marketplace and the market demand, and we're providing a good or a service that someone will give us money for. And just because they're giving us money doesn't mean they're always going to give us money. Therefore, we need to continue to be green and growing and adjusting ourselves so that we can always be in demand.
Now, you had said one thing. Can you share with the audience maybe three or two things that kind of will debunk the purpose of why maybe, you know, people are like, well, I don't need a business coach. I could do this on my own. Mm-hmm. I hear that so many times. Yeah. I could do it on my own, or I could watch YouTube. I could do this, or so-and-so told me to do this. Can you give us, you know, some really, you know, things that you have heard and the results of why they didn't do it? Or
well, I like to liken business as any sport, competitive sport, or in our case, in the military, right?
We're
Army veterans, right?
Right.
You're an Army vet, right?
Yes, I am. Go Army.
Okay. Go Army. And so think about it. Each of us, we had a chain of command. We had those that were over us, and we had those that were under us if we had any rank.
Right.
And we're in between, and it's teamwork that makes a dream work. So
yes.
Number one, you have to have a vision. Number two, you have to build a team. And in that team, you've got to have individuals that's going to coach you, because you are a player on the field and you're too close to your business many times to really see what's wrong. And a coach comes in, or think about the greatest players of all times, the GOATs, the Michael Jordan, the Tom Brady's, the Tiger Woods. They all had coaches.
And still do.
They couldn't write, and they couldn't see their blind spots. So a business coach helps you to see your blind spot. And hopefully they're going to bring their years of experience and expertise. That's what I do, right? I bring years of experience, expertise, my education. I'm a practitioner. I'm building businesses as we speak, just so that we're in this game together to win it and not lose. Most small businesses that start, they fail. Over 50% of them fail. It's closer to 85%. And the reason why is because people think they know it all.
Yeah.
And they've got this false pride. And business is a science, right? There are best practices to businesses. Successful businesses, you can study them. And don't study them at the point of success. Study them as they're getting off the ground, as they're ramping up.
Yeah.
Whatever there's a business life cycle. And so wherever you are in the business life cycle, if you're at the point of creating an idea, or if you're at the point of startup, if you're at the point of trying to get to profitability and sustainability, and then scalability, and then exit, think about your business of packaging your business so that eventually you can sell it, so that you can exit it, and then eventually you get to the next great thing.
I hear what you just said? Are you telling my audience that they should create a business, sustain it, and then sell it?
And then get rid of it. Why?
And because get rid of it.
If you don't get rid of your business.
Are you telling them to get rid of their baby?
I'm actually. So first of all, your business shouldn't be your baby. That's what you do with your husband and wife, right? You make babies. You didn't make that baby. So that shouldn't be your baby. And here's the reason why. because right. it will become antiquated and you'll become a slave to it. Instead of you actually having a business that works for you, you have a glorified job that you work for and that's you become so a slave to that. And the reason why you should have an exit strategy, number one, everything in nature renews itself. And that's so true. by having a strategy and a time frame in which you're going to either, when I say get rid of your business, that means you can go public. You can create a business and go public and get investors, and then you'll be a slave to those investors, and that's fine. The key to that is having majority ownership, right? So that as it's, you know, taking on this IPO and you're this big conglomerate, you're able to do great things, but it gives you an opportunity to renew yourself throughout the years and everything. Like and right now, we're in fall, right? So everything is getting ready to renew itself. And that needs to be the case with every business owner. They need to renew themselves every 3 to 5 years, recreate themselves, reinvent themselves. And an exit strategy affords you to do that. If you build your business properly, you can sell it. Make the most money when you sell it, not when you're operating it.
Wow.
Right? And then go on to what's next.
You have said a mouthful. Oh, my goodness. I mean, if anyone is like on the fence of why they need, would say, why would I need a business coach? Now, a lot of entrepreneurs don't realize having a business coach is a personal development that you can do a write-off. But then also, too, is another individual to be on your team. And that's the thing that we talk about as small business owners. Sometimes you feel like you're on an island by yourself and you don't have no one to relate or know what you're going through. You know, and I always say this, we were never created to be by ourselves.
Right.
We all need each other. And the only way that you allow yourself to grow is by having a team and then surrounding yourself with people who are sometimes even better than you. Because
Well, they should be.
That is beneficial.
Yeah. Please don't ever be the smartest person in the world. You hire smarter people than yourself.
Yes.
But the Africans have a proverb. If you want to go fast, go by yourself. But if you want to go far, go together. And it's the teamwork that makes the dream work, right?
Yes.
And so as a business owner, even if you're a solopreneur, even if you have a lifestyle business, you still need others. And you need simple processes and systems that you can hand SOP to a teenager and have them run your business. Don't make it too complicated. Think about the greatest business story in the world is McDonald's. Now, I don't eat McDonald's food, but we're not talking about their food. We're talking about their business model.
The business model.
That's and so if we understand business models correctly, we're able to continue to grow businesses, create opportunities for others, and live a great lifestyle. Don't get me wrong. But then I believe in the good book, and the good book says a good man or woman leaves an inheritance for at least 3 generations, your children's children. So stop thinking about yourself. Don't be selfish and get into a place where you can grow. Listen, my name is Charles. I'm your friend. My mission in life is to empower you to win. I will help you grow to your next level. Check me out at myurbanimpact.com if you want to know more about what we do. And, you know, Nestle and I are actually Bunker Lab ambassadors. So we have a passion in our heart for veterans and military families. And we help people to grow so that they can grow enterprises that create opportunities.
Yes.
And stop complaining and stop talking about the government and stop talking about this person. You be the solution. You be the answer that we need in the earth today. And that's why you're in business. You're not in business just to make money. Money is a byproduct of business. You're in business to solve a problem. What problem does your business solve? And then we help you to grow into that person that can solve even more problems.
Well, thank you, Charles. I was going to ask you if you had any comment, but you said it all. I appreciate it. I appreciate you being on our podcast.
Hopefully this was an easy podcast for you.
Yes, and you provided the audience such great nuggets out there talking about why we need to be in business. Don't be in business by yourself. Don't be in business for making money only. We need to be the solution. Because, I mean, there's times and times that, you know, we hear individuals complain. The only way we're going to make anything better is being the solution. And you are so right and on point when it comes to having a business and growing and flourishing, having a system, having the team, and having the change in your mindset is so valuable. And then also too, again, having a business coach is very vital to your success in your business. And again, as having that business coach in play and having that business coach as one of your primary team or support team members, you can actually utilize that as a professional development when it comes to your taxes. And
particularly, let me say, particularly for real estate, right? So real estate right now is shifting, right? And it's going to continue to shift. We're going to see the ups and downs.
Right.
Who's going to help you to get through the roller coaster of what you're going through? Right?
Exactly.
Everybody that jumped on because of COVID, they're excited. Prices went up. Real estate went up. You know, commercial's down. But commercial real estate is going to go up, and investors are looking for great deals. Of course, we're in North Carolina, and there are a lot of great deals out there, even in big cities or cities like Brooklyn, you know, 2.8 million people. People think that there are no opportunities. Your coach can help you to really start to see those opportunities, just like a tax professional like yourself, Nesta, can help people to see the advantages of their organization and how to structure stuff for write-offs and those types of things, so that they are saving more money than what they're giving out, you know, because that's the key to being successful and being wealthy. It's not just making a whole bunch of money and then spending a whole bunch of money, but it's keeping more than what you spend. You're making and you're keeping that, and then you're investing it and having your money work for you. So great opportunities right now to be in real estate or any kind of business. We help every kind of business there is. One of the things that I do as a business coach is I study business models. So whatever your business is, but if you're going to come to me, be ready to have fun. We're going to make some money, and then we're going to make a difference with the money that we make.
All right. Well, thank you again, Charles, for being on Max Tax Advantage. And can you give us again where we can contact you?
Yeah. So check us out at myurbanimpact.com, or you just call me on my cell phone. It's 704-574-5355. Text me your information. I'll get back with you and see if I can help you. Now, if I can't help you, I'm definitely not going to hurt you. My name is Charles, and I'm your friend. My mission in life is to empower you to win. When you call me, have in mind what your next big win is, and we'll make it happen.
All right. Well, thank you, Charles, again. Thank you for being on Max Tax Advantage. And audience, I thank you so much for tuning in, being here, and allowing us to give you little nuggets on how you could take advantage of the tax code, and also to make your business flourish, and so that you could keep more money in your pocket and also have a successful life. And again, thank you for listening to Max Tax Advantage.
Music by Stream Beats.
Universe Media Mastering. Your audio more listenable.